This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Doug Pratt is filling up at the Canadian Tire Gas Bar in Minden. As a home renovation contractor and owner of D. Pratt Handyman, the rise in gas prices has cut into his profits at a time where everything, including gas and groceries, are getting more expensive.
This same tank just cost me $78. I'm topping up. It had a quarter to go. This truck takes about $250 to fill. That comes out of my wage, right? That's out of my living, so I make that much less than one. We're in a rural community where a vehicle is important. You can't walk or transit or anything like this. We're self-employed. In a tourist town, it's going to hit us hard.
And Pratt's not alone in those having to dig deeper into their wallets to fill their gas tanks. Charmaine lives in Minden, but drives to Hamilton a number of times each month to visit her father in hospital. She's shocked by how much she's paying to put gas in her car.
I have to drive back to Hamilton tomorrow. I've been going back and forth quite frequently because my dad's in hospital, so I am spending a lot in fuel.
The pain at the pump we're all feeling these days has come from a perfect storm. The war in Iran, initiated by the U.S. and Israel, and subsequent closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which supplies about 20% of the global oil, has caused markets to react negatively, driving per barrel costs to more than $100. That translates into Canadians paying more than $1.52 per liter, with recent highs reaching up to $1.91 in certain areas. Canada is a major oil producer, extracting most of its oil from the Western Canadian Sedimentary Basin, primarily in Alberta, and offshore in Newfoundland and Labrador. Despite being a net exporter, Canada imports oil for eastern refineries, 70 to 80% from the U.S., followed by Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, and other countries. Dan McTeague, president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, says while Canadians no longer have to pay the carbon tax, two others have taken its place, namely the Clean Fuel Standard Tax and the Industrial Carbon Tax that comes into effect later this week. McTeague says these energy taxes drive the per liter prices even higher than they should be. Another factor to consider, he adds, is the strain on the supply of liquefied natural gas that will also pose problems and cause inflation to rise.
Yeah, we do import a lot, and the issue is it is very much directed at the supply limitation of oil, of petroleum products like oil and gas, and most importantly, something that never gets mentioned, but is extraordinarily significant for economies, not just for agriculture, but for plastics, for industry as a whole, and that's the liquefied natural gas that these plants have been targeted both in Iran and places like Qatar. Represents nearly a quarter to half of all the world's supply. So we're going into the growth period, the agricultural period, where these things are going to be needed, and the supply is extraordinarily low. And that's supply that goes to Asia, to Europe, and of course, many parts of the Middle East and Africa. Now, while Canadians have been somewhat protected because we're in a more of a continental energy zone, it is a global product that's traded on a global basis. And more importantly to all of this, which has me now confirming what my suspicion has been for the past 8 years, fooling around with net zero and climate policies is now costing you almost 40 cents a liter. How do I say so? The Canadian dollar. In the past, it's always been the petroloonie. You've heard that. We've heard this traditionally. So whenever there was an energy spike or there was a higher cost of energy, the Canadian dollar always protected us. It would rise in value versus the U.S. greenback, the counterpart by which all commodities are priced, whether the made here or not. And the fact that the Canadian dollar has actually weakened since the starting of this demonstrates the extent to which spending 10 years of saying there's no business case in selling oil and gas to the rest of the world is now coming back to haunt every single Canadian. So if I'm here in Halliburton and I'm seeing $1.75, $1.80, imagine if the Canadian dollar behaved the way it did in the past and we weren't so busy putting up our elbows, we would be looking at $1.35. If you look at 36 cents a liter, the weakness in the Canadian dollar, 8 cents for the second carbon tax called the Clean Fuel Regulation, and 7 cents for what is the OBPS being passed on to you and I, that's over 50 cents a liter. The reality is that we've voted for these green policies, these net zero policies, and they're having their effect. Net zero on our bottom line for every consumer in this country. And wait till it starts hitting food prices, the cost of living. You see fuel surcharges coming through the roof. But you know what? This is a self-inflicted wound.
McTeague says while consumers are feeling the pinch of the pumps, both the provincial and federal governments are benefiting from higher gas prices.
We sell in Ontario just under 100 million liters a day. 13% on 100 million at $1.70 represents a windfall of about $8 to $9 million for federal and provincial government in this province alone per day. That's not their money. That money should be remitted, given back to the Canadian economy.
McTeague says consumers can cut costs by buying gas when prices drop, keeping your car well maintained, and purchasing gas later in the day.
Best thing I can give you right now is the gas price prediction, and that's affordableenergy.ca, gaswizard.ca. That doesn't apply necessarily here for Halliburton, but what is true of Barrie, what is true of Peterborough is usually true of what we see here. I can't do every city in the country. There's only one person doing this. Ways in which to save is, of course, when prices do fall, take advantage of it. Last week, I begged people. It's going down 7 cents a liter. Actually, let me get the right number. I told people this last Wednesday. I said, on Wednesday, it's going to drop 13 cents a liter. Fill up. Take my warnings seriously. I've been doing it for 30 years, and it's helped a lot of people save a bit of money. Other small things, of course, yeah, you can maintain your vehicle and do what you have to do. But sometimes in larger cities, so I think here, Lindsay or even Barrie or Orillia, always buy your gasoline after 4 or 5 p.m. in the evening, in the afternoon, evening, on any given day. Gas stations control about 10 to 12 cents of the cost. It's called a retail margin. And what they often do is by the end of the day, they've covered what it takes to run and to pay for on a daily basis their operation. And so they often shave off 3, 4, or 5 cents a liter. That's true of Peterborough, that's true of Barrie, that's true of Ottawa, that's true of Toronto, the GTA, most cities in southwestern Ontario.
Back at the pumps in Minden, Roger Prescott is thankful he doesn't have to drive too far on a daily basis. He says now he just has to ride out the tough times.
I live in Inglesby, halfway in between.
So you're still driving a lot?
Yeah, but I'm not like a taxi driver or something like that.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.